You know, everyone, when I was the pastor of Lewiston, I remember these youth. I was in the church, and these youth came in, and they said, "Father, Father." I said, "What?" They said, "Father, there's a guy outside of town walking along the edge of the highway carrying his cross." I thought they were a little bit crazy at first. I didn't know whether to believe them, but as I pushed it a little further, it was obvious that they were telling the truth. Now, people, when I was out in Jackson, I actually saw the same thing happen. I saw a man walking down the side of a highway with a cross in hand. Same man, I can't say for sure, because I never saw the man in Lewiston. But you know something, as we kind of got him settled down, you know what they did? They kind of chuckled about it. They kind of thought it was funny. Isn't that interesting? When Jesus took up his cross, what did they do to him? They ridiculed him. They laughed at him. They mocked at him. They spit on him. And if you were to ask me, if I saw that man walking down the side of the highway in Lewiston there years ago, what I would have thought, I might have thought he was a little bit crazy too. But there's a man who lived the gospel. Take up your cross and follow me. He did it. And you know something, everyone? We have to realize something. We may not be like that man. We may not leave the church today having a cross, physical cross over our shoulders. But let me tell you something. We all have crosses to bear. And if I were to go around and I were to ask you, do you have any crosses to bear? If you were to say no, I'd either tell you you're a liar or else you're not living your faith hard enough. But you know something? I bet if we went around here, we could all say, you know something, Father, I have a cross to bear. Okay, fair enough. Tonight, I'll share one with you, one of my own, to let me know that I share your story. I've shared the story about my sister. First 20 years of her life, remember now, everyone, born with no function in one kidney, born with 10% function in the other kidney. She had to wear a colostomy bag. Because of that, everyone, she had a lot of blockages with her intestines. So 20 years of life, everyone, numerous trips up to the University of Minnesota Hospital, 13 surgeries, until finally, everyone, she underwent a transplant, successful transplant. So finally, everyone, all the tension, you just crossed your finger, you hoped, you prayed that, you know, something, our family could have some peace. We did for about 2 years, until the evening of October, an October evening in 1991. Here's what happened. My brother, my only brother, was playing football on a Friday night, okay? During the first course of the first half, he noticed a pain, everyone, in his lower left leg from the knee down. Okay? Came out the second half, played the second half, but he would tell, as he would say, you know something, the pain became even greater. And as he was walking off the field, everyone, he said he was hobbling. So he gets into the locker room, he takes off the socks, everyone, and believe it or not, everyone, from the knee down, he realized his that section of his body was completely purple. Completely purple. This one here was just like it always would be. But this one here, everyone, completely purple. He went into the trainer. Trainer told him to ice it. Ice it over the weekend. No improvement. For a month, he went to physical therapy, everyone. After a month of physical therapy, no improvement. So they called again, everyone, the University of Minnesota Hospital, and their words were this: "You get him up here right now." They got him up there, tested him, and mystified. They knew what had happened, everyone. This is what had happened, everyone. He was hitting that knee in that section of his body that night, everyone. And after tests, they realized, everyone, he had low platelets. Actually, he was actually physically bleeding inside. Okay? And the doctors would say this from the U of M. They said, "You know something? If he had cut himself that night, he would have died on the football field. He would have never been able to stop it. That's why it was red, purple. He was bleeding internally." Okay? But what mystified doctors, everyone, it's such a rare condition that they really didn't know what to do. So they started trying different medications. For the next year, everyone, he would go to the university 4 different times to try different medications. For years, everyone, he went and he got platelet transfusions. You know, your average platelet numbers, just to give you an idea, are about 200,000. My brother would get down to 8,000. That's how serious this was. Okay, that's how bad this was. Okay? And what was that like for family? Well, imagine everyone seeing a young man who was happy, joyful, you know, fun to be around. Now all of a sudden everyone, because of medications and also because of an illness, become tired, cranky, and moody. It's a complete change. Complete change. And you know something? That's a cross I still have to bear to this day, everyone. Well, they kind of got the numbers sustained. We don't know how long he's going to live. We don't know if it's going to come back again. But I will say this. Remember that joyful, happy, upbeat young man? See that from time to time. But illness and medications change him. I'll be honest with you. Most of the time when you're around him, he can be very cranky, moody, and angry. I don't like to say that, but it's the truth. Remember, he's my one and only brother. There it is. It's a cross that I have to bear. And it's one of many. And yet Jesus says this, what? Don't be afraid, don't fear. Why can he say that? I think that's the importance of the first reading of today. Do you hear in the first reading, Elisha comes through this village over and over again, goes to the same people's home, and what do they give him? The following: a place, a bed, a chair, light, and a table. By golly, look around this church. You got a place, a church. The one thing we will not give you is a bed, because you will fall asleep. Okay, that's why we don't have beds here. Okay? But we do give you a chair. We give you a pew, along with a place in that pew. We give you light. You look around and you say, yeah, we got light. But the light of God's word and a table, the altar, where we come to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ. That's what we come to do, everyone, to rest. Okay? To get refired up. And go in the world, everyone, and give the gift of Jesus Christ. So people, are we going to leave this church today with Christ? You bet. You bet. But remember what Jesus says. Don't fear. Don't be afraid. Keep coming. Get the strength you need. And keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. Take a moment, everyone. Think about our crosses today. Give them over to our Lord today as we pray that we